back in Cedar Lake for the start of the second quarter of the Winter Classic Championship game. Hanover leads Hobart 9-4. Hanover out for the second quarter with Ashley Cooley, Brooks Sterkowitz, Alex Glidewell, Lisa Gack, and looks like Carly Seams. That's the five on the floor for Hanover Central. Here's Seams on the left side. We'll get Hobart's lineup in a second. Sterkowitz into the lane, kicks it to Cooley. She didn't even look at the basket. Drops it back off to Sterkowitz, circling to the top of the key with a left-hand dribble. Now gives it to Seams running right. 9-4 for Hanover. 3 3-point baskets. Here's Sterkowitz with a fadeaway jump shot, no good, and Deja Hill has it for Hobart. Hill kicks it out. They're going to run it up the floor to Marissa Chavez, and a steal by Seams of Hanover, and she gets it to Sterkowitz, and another turnover for the Brickies. That's five in the game so far. Hobart has Hill, Chavez, Zoe Wilson, looks like Brooke McDonald and Kara Cook. That's the five on the floor for the Hobart Brickies with a record of 9-4. Lisa Gack with a running jump hook, and it's good. Lisa averages 10 a game. That's her first two, and it's 11-4 for Hanover.
And I'd be curious if we're going to see a lot of the inside games start to open up now.
1-2-2 zone looks like for Hanover Central. Right side to McDonald. Chavez down low to Wilson. She's double teamed. Turns around and gets Gack, but kicks it back out. Driving right, Chavez, jump shot good. Got down the baseline that time. Hit a shot from inside 10 feet.
Who had that basket again, Mark?
Marissa Chavez gets the first basket for Hobart in 6 minutes. And it's 11-6. Here's Sterkowitz for three off the left wing. No good. Hobart player goes down, but Cook has the rebound. Ricky's running a little more than I thought. That's kind of playing into Hanover's hands. They want to run it up and down the floor, and they're not that big. Kara Cook in the baseline. Drives past Gack and lays it up. Oh, she missed it. Rebound banks it in. Good drive by Kara Cook. Missed the first time, but got the rebound, and it's 11-8 for Hanover. Here comes Sterkowitz as Hanover picks up the pace, driving in. Oh, they called an offensive foul. They said Sterkowitz ran over Kara Cook, and let's just say that both sides probably look at that play a little differently.
Looked like a charge.
5:59 to go in the quarter. Here comes Harley Sutton, the 11th player Hobart has used already in this game. And the Brickies call timeout. 5:59 to go before halftime. The championship game of the Hanover Central Winter Classic. It's Hanover 11, Hobart 8, on USA365.com.
In the world of sports, there's the thrill of victory, the cheers of crowds, and the excitement of spirited competition. As with the rest of life, there are ups and downs. Then sometimes an unexpected injury on the field of play or at home or in the workplace. That's why Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine works hard to get the injured back into the game with their previous level of function and mobility. Providing the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible. Whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, the team of physicians at Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to serve Northwestern Indiana from offices in St. John, Crown Point.
We're back in Cedar Lake where Hanover leads Hobart 11-8 in the second quarter of our girls basketball holiday tournament championship game, the Winter Classic. Eight teams started and we're down to Hobart and Hanover, meeting for what I think is the first time ever. Here in the lane, Harley Sutton travels as she drives into the lane. That's six turnovers for Hobart. And the Brickies having trouble getting started. Last night they had trouble with that 1-3-1 zone that Morton used. But a lot of that was 0-for-15 shooting from three-point range for Hobart last night. That's why they couldn't handle that zone. But Hanover's playing a 2-3. Hanover's changing their defenses. There's Sterkowitz on the left wing. Brooke down low to Gack. Knocked away by Zoe Wilson of Hobart. Now Sterkowitz off the left wing. They left her open for three. No good. Battling for the rebound. That's Alex Glidewell. Hanover. And Hanover seems to be winning more than their share of loose balls already. Here's Glidewell trying to put it on the floor against McDonald. Lobs it down low to Gack. Good catch to Curley, to Seams. Sterkowitz top of the key. Good passing by Hanover. Down low to Gack. Five-footer banks it up. No good. You missed an easy one. And Zoe Wilson has it for Hobart. They run the other way. Brooke McDonald loses the ball, and it's out of bounds to Hanover.
Wow, what an all-star effort that time by McDonald trying to save the ball.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't out of bounds. The ball went out of bounds. Brooke McDonald saved it in, but she saved it into the backcourt, which created an over and back violation.
Still a great effort.
11-8 for Hanover Central. Here's Sterkiewicz with the basketball. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter of what has been a low-scoring championship game. Sterkiewicz, three from the top of the key, no good. Zoe Wilson with the rebound. That is her fourth for the Brickies. They run the other way. Here's McDonald. Her shot's blocked by Curley, and they call a foul. Good outlet pass. Maddie Leonard on the breakaway. Shot blocked. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. And the Brickies really pushing the ball up the floor. They don't have a lot to show for it. Only four field goals, and they're going to the line for the first time. Maddie Leonard listed at 5 foot tall, but I think they're fudging a little on Maddie, to be absolutely honest. Looking at Maddie, she might be 4'9". But if she says she's 5 foot, I believe it. She averages 2 points a game, and she's got two right there. And it's 11-10. Hobart has crept back within one. Full court press for the Brickies. Here comes Sterkiewicz into the front court. They run at her from behind. Seams at the basketball. She stumbles, almost fell down. Lost her dribble. Right corner to Gack. Lisa inside to Brianna Curley. Shot blocked by Zoe Wilson of Hobart. And the Brickies take over. They run the ball the other way. To the baseline, Kara Cook goes in on Gack. Her shot's blocked. And Hanover takes it back. Two big post players. And there's going to be some block shots in this one. Right side, Sterkiewicz against Kara Cook. Looks to try to go inside. Now cross courts at the seams. Doesn't want the three. Kicks it back out. Alex Gladwell at the top of the key. Gladwell right side the seams. Carly looking down low. Can't get it down there to the big center, Gack the junior. Seams on the right side. And Hanover wants a timeout because they didn't know what they wanted to do right there.
They're exactly timeout, and into the
we'll
game
keep it here.
Wildcats number 23. Ashton
Hanover Foley has 11 points in the game. They had 9 after the quarter. They have 2 in the first 4 minutes here in the second period.
And what's very interesting, Mark, is you take a look at all of the points. Mm-hmm. There's only been 1 2-point field goal, and that was Lisa Gack. You take a look at Sterkiewicz. She has 2 3-pointers. Glidewell has a 3-pointer. 3 3-point shots, and that has accumulated to 9 of the 11 Hanover Central tallies already in this game to this point.
Griffith won the third-place game over Morton, 48-43. Nice win for the Lady Panthers.
Wasn't easy in that second half, Mark.
They looked good. Got off to a nice start in that contest. And Griffith plays a tougher schedule than a lot of teams in their section. Griffith won 6 sectional titles in a row. And they come in with a 5-9 record, you'd say, where they might be in a little bit of trouble. But the team I saw play the first 2 or 3 quarters in the third-place game looked like their sectional contender again. Hanover inbounds the ball. Here comes Carly Seams. Left side, Alex Glidewell. I think Alex has only gotten off 1 3-point shot. She has 27 in the year. Down low to Gack. The big center turns. Banks it no good. And a rebound by Wilson of Hobart. They're going to run it the other way. Left side to Cook. She runs down the baseline, lays it up and in. Kara Cook on the fast break layup. And Hobart leads for the first time tonight, 12-11. 3:30 to go. Here's Sterkiewicz. They run the other way. Gack with a short shot is good. Lisa has 4 off the assist from Sterkiewicz, and it's 13-12. Yep, the Brickies want to push it up the floor. I think Hanover's okay with that. And frankly, I'm okay with it too, because they need to pick up the pace of this game and see some scoring. Down the lane, Maurice Asadi's blocked by Legac, the center for Hanover. Ball batted out of bounds by McDonald, and Hanover will keep it.
Tell you, watching McDonald, what an impressive play that Hobart has. She wanted to be all over the ball, it seems.
Now Zoe Wilson goes to the bench for Hobart, and of course Hanover's big center, Lisa Gack, still out there, so let's see if they can get Lisa the ball. They do right away. Oh, she turns and puts it up, an awkward shot, missed it. And the rebound inside by Kaylee Collins. Here comes Chavez, kicks it back out. That's Maddie Leonard, drives into the lane. She's got a short shot, didn't take it. Here's Brooke McDonald. She's going to fire a 10-footer off the back of the rim. No good, it missed everything. McDonald got the rebound, and she's fouled by Ashley Cooley. So Hobart's Brooke McDonald will go to the line to try to give Hobart the lead. Brooke McDonald, a 5'7" sophomore. Let's see, Brooke averages 4.2 points a game. Oops, I read that wrong. 2.8 points a game she's played in all 13 contests for the Brickies. Yeah, Hobart's got some biggies coming up. They play Chesterton, they play Gary Westside, they play Maryville, Valparaiso and Crown Point. Hobart's got some tough contests coming. In fact, I think their game with Crown Point is one we'll have right here on USA365.com.
for the Lady Brickies, number 3, Deja Hill into the game. And for the Lady Wildcats, number 14, Brianna Curley.
Hanover has some nice games coming up. East Chicago on January 15th. Portage on the 19th. And Bishop Knoll, the defending regional champ, Bishop Knoll, they'll be in Cedar Lake on January 7th. Second shot is good. 2 for Brooke McDonald, and Hobart has a 14-13 lead with 2:40 to go in the half. Here comes Brianna Curley. Sterkowicz, crossover dribble. Curley for 2, can't get it, no good. Rebound, running the other way. This is McDonald into the lane. Dribbles around, through the defense, lays it up. Oh, she missed an easy one there. Here's the rebound by Glidewell of Hanover. A lot of teams regretting some of these shots here in the first half. Not that they're bad shots, they're just not making them. Hanover throws the ball away over near the Hobart bench. Here comes Wilson, the center, back in the game.
Number 10, Zoe Wilson, back in the game.
Zoe had an ACL problem over the summer, and I think she missed the first 7 games for Hobart. So they're not playing her every minute of every game, and that's understandable. Deja Hill, cross court to Leonard, who lays it in. Nice cross court pass by Hill to Maddie Leonard, and it's 16-13 for the Brickies. And since it was 9-4, a 12-4 run for Hobart. Here's Glidewell in the front court. Man-to-man pressure by the Brickies. Glidewell right side the seams. Now Lisa Gack out of the game, and Ashley Cooley is the Hanover center. Good defensive pressure by the Brickies to keep it up. Seems out near the timeline. Hanover not even close to getting a shot. Here's Sterkowicz down the baseline. A reverse hook shot is good. I haven't seen Sterkowicz do that, but she did it there, and it's 16-15.
8 points for Sterkowicz.
As the home team back within one. A small but lively crowd here on a Saturday night watching Hobart and Hanover play for the Holiday Tournament Championship.
It definitely picked up.
Things grow quiet here as Hobart is holding the ball for the final shot. Or they're holding against the zone defense. They don't want to play against this 2-3 zone, Frank.
We need a shot clock in high school basketball.
Here's Brooke McDonald. Brooke McDonald's about 5 feet from the timeline, and she's standing there watching the coaches. And it looked like Coach Nelson of Hanover slid a bottle full of water to Coach Hammaker of Hobart. Because there's nothing happening out on the floor.
This is why you need a shot clock in high school basketball. You've got to make it competitive.
Left side to Maddie Leonard. There's one big problem with the shot clock. Who would run it in high school basketball? You can't do it. Inside to Kara Cook. Kicks it back out. Hobart does not want to play against Hanover's zone defense, and they won't. 30 seconds left in the first half. Again, Brooke McDonald standing 3 feet inside the half-court line. And just hugging the ball. 15 seconds left in the half. Now Hanover comes out. 10 seconds left. McDonald breaks away down the middle. Gives it to Wilson. She lays it up. No good. And they called Zoe Wilson for traveling.
Wow.
Hobart ran a nice play. Got a nice pass. But they said Wilson traveled.
It didn't look like
8 seconds left. It really didn't look like it. 8 seconds left in the second quarter. Hanover's going to run it up. 5 seconds. Here's Sterkowicz. Top of the key. Left side to Glidewell for 3 at the buzzer. She banked it in. Oh, my. I don't think she intended to bank it in, but she did.
That was some serious cash off
at the half.
Alex Glidewell, 3-point shot at the buzzer, gives Hanover an 18-16 lead at the half. Well, it's been entertaining. At the end of the first half, in the championship game of the Winter Classic, it is Hanover 18 and Hobart 16. And the halftime show is next on USA365.com.
In the world of sports, there's the thrill of victory, the cheers of crowds, and the excitement of spirited competition. As with the rest of life, there are ups and downs, and sometimes an unexpected injury on the field of play or at home or in the workplace. That's why Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine works hard to get the injured back into the game with their previous level of function and mobility. Providing the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible, whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, the team of physicians at Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to serve Northwestern Indiana from offices in St. John, Crown Point, and Lowell, where you can call 219-696-6353 or go online to glorthopedics.com. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine PC is a proud sponsor of high school basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. Tonight's internet radio broadcast of the Wildcat Winter Classic Girls Basketball Tournament on USA-365.com is brought to you in part by ASC Automotive Service Centers. With locations in Dyer and Chicago, our ASE certified technicians perform mechanical, emission, and electrical repairs and maintenance on all domestic and foreign vehicles. ASC Automotive Service Centers are located at 14702 West 101st Avenue in Dyer, Indiana. Telephone 219-558-2870. And in Chicago, Illinois, at 10124 South Indianapolis. Their telephone is 773-721-9596. Check out their website at www.ascautomotiverepair.com. That's ASC Automotive Service Centers. Reliable auto repair technicians you can trust. Proud sponsor of tonight's Wildcat Winter Classic on USA-65.com.